The opinions expressed during this program are solely those of the host and guests. They do not necessarily represent the views of the ownership, management, staff, or advertisers of WMGQ Magic 98.3.
Welcome to At Central Jersey with Maggie Glynn on Magic 98.3. The Paper Mill Playhouse in Millburn is the winner of the 2016 Regional Theater Tony Award. At the Tonys, the Paper Mill was described as a leader in the world of theater. And here to talk about this very prestigious honor and the work of the Paper Mill Playhouse is Mark Hobie. He's the producing artistic director. Todd Schmidt, who is the managing director. Thank you both for being on At Central Jersey.
Thank you for having us. We're happy to talk to you today.
Well,
yes, thank you.
My first question to both of you, first question, same thing to each of you. We'll start with you, Mark. When you heard that you had won this Tony, what was your very first thought?
Well, I felt like it was Christmas morning. I felt like a little kid, and I'd gotten the best present I could ever have hoped for. It's something I didn't even know I wanted. I was jumping up and down and just thrilled beyond belief.
It must have been a wonderful feeling. And Todd, for you too, what was your first thought when you heard that you won, that Paper Mill won?
Just like Mark, overjoyed, overwhelmed, and really quite emotional. It's such a great honor, and it was a complete surprise for me. So we were thrilled and very happy.
Now, let's tell people, you know, how really prestigious this is, how important it is for a regional theater, and the stamp of approval that getting this 2016 Regional Theater Tony Award is for a theater.
Sure. It's the highest honor that any regional theater can get, to be recognized in this way. And it's not something that you compete or lobby for. It's something that's bestowed upon you by a group of people in New York City who are viewing the work that you do, the contribution that you make to the theatrical canon, and also the work that you do in the other parts of your organization. We're, you know, big in arts education and also in access and outreach. And so to have our work be recognized in this way, and as you said, it's kind of the gold stamp of approval to say what you're doing, what you work so hard for every day in every part of your organization, we think is held to the highest standard, and we want to recognize that. And so they shine the spotlight on you by bestowing the Regional Theater Award on you. And it's only been given since, I think it started in 1972. It hasn't been around for all that long. Yet, it will be a moniker that we will own for our entire existence. We will always be the winner of the Regional Theater Tony Award.
And Todd, that's got to feel for all of you to get that, you know, that response and get that award from your peers, from people who are in this community, makes it even sweeter.
It does. It's such an incredible honor. And, you know, in the 78-year history of Paper Mill, there's so many people who are taking joy in this. You know, our audience members, our board members, our crew, our orchestra, our staff. You know, everybody shares in it, and everybody is so overjoyed. And, you know, we all work in this business because we love it, and we love Paper Mill. So it's just incredible.
And it's thrilling to have two in New Jersey now, two regional Tonys, the Crossroads having gotten in numerous years ago. So that's it's very sweet for the Garden State. Now, let's talk about some of the things that you alluded to, Mark, that the Paper Mill does for the community that was recognized. Maybe we'll start with your education program, because I want to take the two of you to the stage when you accepted the award. It must have been very sweet to have someone up there associated with the Paper Mill making the announcement.
Oh, yes, Nikki James, who is one of our former Rising Star students and has, you know, won a Tony Award, and for her to be out there and sort of announcing us was thrilling. Interestingly, later in the broadcast, Laura Benanti, who's starring in She Loves Me, is also a recipient of a Rising Star Award. So she's one of our, I call them kids, even though they're grown adults, but they were kids when they were here. So to see that kind of a track from the programs we're doing here in New Jersey, to that kind of celebrity and status is pretty amazing. We have education programs that reach between 35 and 50,000 students across the state of New Jersey every year.
Wait, now how do you do that, Mark? How do you reach all of those people?
Well, we have two programs that are the largest reach. One is our Adopt-A-School program, which is a four-year program that we adopt four different high schools or middle schools each year, and they go through the program. So it's 16 rotating schools every year.
Wow.
And part of the program is bringing students here to view the work we're doing. Part of it is sending in other years, it's sending teaching artists to the school to develop projects there and then bring them back to do perform here on our stage in an arts festival. And then the last part of that program is a young critics program where we challenge them in their writing skills to evaluate what they've seen on the paper mill stage and write a review. So that's one big program. We also have our Rising Star Awards, which is a celebration of excellence in high school musicals across the state, reaching over 100 high schools in 18 of the 21 counties, and that has thousands and thousands of students involved in it. And they come here for a Tony Award-style black tie evening, and they get Tiffany-inscribed awards, which acknowledge their work. And we also give out, you know, I think $68,000 in scholarships.
Wow.
Through that program. And I just have to mention our marquee sponsor for that, Investors Foundation, part of Investors Bank, which makes all that possible. And then we have a five-week summer conservatory program each year, which is a competitive program. People from all over the state and across the country come. They study for 5 weeks with teaching artists from New York City and from our artistic staff, and then perform in our New Voices concert in a fully teched choreographed stage concert at the end of July, which is the capstone of our year and the capstone of all the education programs we do. I'm highlighting 125 students between the ages of 10 and 18. So you can just imagine through just those three programs how many touches we get to students all across the state.
Well, you know, Mark and Todd, it seems from what you're saying, you really take this educational component very seriously. And, you know, when you look at arts education in the United States and you look at the president just coming out and saying, you know, this is very important that we do this, we continue to do this for kids. It sounds like you were way ahead of the curve at the paper mill with arts education.
Yeah, we do take it seriously. And I think what's, you know, obviously Nikki James and Laura Benanti and Anne Hathaway, who is actually one of our students as well, those are the stellar, you know, examples of what the program can do for students who want to pursue a career in the arts. But that's not the only reason we do it. And actually, it's not the broadest reason we do it. We think arts education is important in building self-esteem, confidence, interpersonal skills for all students. And the benefits that you get from participating in an arts program, whether it's in your school, although unfortunately a lot of those programs get cut, or here studying with us at Paper Mill, is building the side of the child that academics not ignores, but doesn't relate to. And, you know, who hasn't had to stand in front of a boardroom and give a presentation, or in front of a class and give a report, or go to a job interview, or, you know, work with a coworker that might, you know, not be your best friend, but you have to find common ground. And the arts provide that training. So it's about building character and better citizens, and hopefully selfishly, future patrons and theater lovers. That's what we want to do.
Well, and I was just going to say to Todd, as the managing director, when you see all of this going on and you see affecting so many kids, you know, in the future, these people do become your greatest supporters, or you hope they will as things continue.
Absolutely. As Mark said, the ripple effect of those programs is amazing. And you know, while it affects the kids directly, as Mark talked about, we also get, you know, their parents are involved, the teachers at the school are involved. You know, it just ripples out throughout the community. And, you know, if we make better human beings, you know, it's going to serve not only Paper Mill, but our entire state, our entire region, and hopefully the whole country.
And just piggybacking on that, you know, we're a not-for-profit arts institution. You know, we rely on the support of our community, you know, individuals, corporations, all different segments of donors. And so we need to be a vital part of the community. They need to feel that we're providing not just incredible entertainment, which we do on the main stage, but programming that feeds the community from a different point of view. And that's what our education programs do, as well as our access and outreach programs. Those are a big part of Paper Mill.
Well, and I have to say to you, I had the opportunity to see the Rising Star Awards a number of years ago, and the level of talent on that stage was unbelievable, first of all. And second of all, for those high school students to have a place and space to shine is an amazing thing. But I want you to address the Rising Star and the talent that is in the Garden State. It's mind-blowing.
It is. You know, we are one of the original programs for this kind of celebration of excellence in high school musicals. And we're one of the only statewide programs. Our program covers the entire state of New Jersey. And you are right. I don't know if it's because we're in the tri-state area and Broadway's in our backyard, or if it's just that, you know, people in the state of New Jersey are smarter, prettier, and more talented.
Maybe of course. Well, all of those things.
But you're right. I work with these kids, the Rising Star students. I see them at that program. And then the leading actor and actress and those nominated for that and supporting are scholarships into our summer program. So the best of the best come to work with us in our conservatory program. And it is amazing to me the level of passion, commitment, focus, and talent that these kids have. And I think that that speaks to, you know, great family life, great schools who are building them up and giving them confidence and pushing them in that direction. And also, I think that any young person who can identify that kind of a passion and that kind of a skill and follow it through, that those skills relate to any you know, career that you want to choose. And those are the things that, unfortunately, I think in this day and age, a lot of kids are lacking. They, you know, like to sit in front of the TV or the video screen or their phone. They're not actively building that kind of skill set. And so, you know, we're happy to do that, but they have to have the raw talent. And you're right; these New Jersey and local kids have an incredible talent.
Well, and the other thing,
I would just
yes, Todd, go ahead
quickly to that. That I think the longevity of this incredible program has helped raise the level of all the, you know, theater programs in the state, because in this chance they see each other, they see the numbers each other does. They are all kind of competing in a way, and it raises the boat, I think, for every, you know, theater program in the state, and celebrates the art form for kids who, you know, aren't, you know, may not be on their football team or on their basketball team getting a trophy. You know, it celebrates their accomplishments.
Absolutely, Todd. And to have a theater and theaters and adults in the state who believe that, yes, you can be a working artist, and to go places and see working artists is very inspiring for these kids.
Right. I think you're right.
Absolutely.
All right. So we very briefly touched on the financials of all this, that you're a nonprofit, and it has to be especially sweet because a few years ago, and not so long ago, the paper mill was in deep financial trouble. So to go from where that point to here has to be has to feel great. So let's talk about where you were a few years ago and how that turned around.
Well, it was almost 9 years ago that we affectionately referred to as the crisis happened here at Paper Mill, where we almost went out of business. It was a financial model that wasn't working, and a lot of different factors contributed to the fact that Paper Mill almost had to close its doors. So it's taken many years and many partners to sort of turn the ship around. One of the big things that happened was, again, Investors Bank stepped in and helped us with a bridge loan and became our season sponsor, and they've been that for 8 years in a row now. Also, a very unique partnership with the Township of Millburn was accomplished, which allowed the township to buy the property on which Paper Mill sits. And we owned that property. We owned our buildings. They became a benevolent landlord, and the money from that allowed Paper Mill to retire its debt and to look toward a future, and plan for what was coming. And then we had to refine the business model. We had to restructure how the business worked. But really what we did was look to the community. We said, if we're going to be a vital part of New Jersey, and especially, you know, this immediate community of Short Hills and Millburn and the whole of Essex County, we have to be able to provide what they want. Entertainment shows that they want to bring their families to, education programs that their kids want to be a part of, and services that weren't available in other areas. And so that's what we've strived to, and I think we've been very successful of it, evidenced by the fact that our subscriptions are on the rise. Other theaters, they're declining. Ours are on the rise. The fact that we're bringing in other artistic partners, commercial partnerships from New York. We've had several shows transfer to Broadway, and another one has just announced A Bronx Tale, which was here in the winter months.
Fantastic.
Directed by Jerry Zaks and Robert De Niro. That's just announced that it's moving across the river and will open on Broadway in December. Those kind of vital things that are keeping the organization alive and an exciting place to be. We want to be an exciting place for people to come and gather. And then the other thing that I think has always been a part of Paper Mill's mission, but we've been really working hard to refine, is access. We were the first theater in the country to provide the digital readout that you see. Many theaters did signed performances, but we pioneered open captioning for the hard of hearing. We also were the first theater in the country to do an autism-friendly performance of in our theater, and now that's something we do each year. Other theaters are, and even Broadway have now taken that model and adopted it into their mode of operation, too. Unfortunately, we felt we had to do that because New Jersey has one of the highest concentrations of children on the autism spectrum.
Yes,
in the country.
Yes, and so the parents are desperate for places to be able to take their children.
Absolutely.
And like what Todd was talking about, the ripple effect, it's not only the child, it's the family. We want the family to come to a barrier-free, judgment-free environment and, have a good time. That's what we want to do.
Well, and you have people, and I'm going to say, Todd, I listened to your speech, the acceptance speech, and you did say that. You said we have actively looked for barriers to arts participation so we can break down those barriers. And when you, as Mark just said, when you're looking to your community and looking to the families and looking for what people need, the response from the community must be outstanding, especially what you're talking about with the autism-friendly performances, too.
It really is, to see, the kids and those families. And it's not just, as Mark said, and we've all said now, it's the brothers and sisters of these kids on the autism spectrum who, they get to go somewhere as a family where they understand, we understand, the audience understands the kids on the spectrum, how they may act, react. So the whole family can share something together without feeling like they're being, looked at differently. Because the whole audience knows why they're there and they're being accepted.
Well, and I was at that first autism-friendly performance that you did. And, to get the people together, to figure out how to do it correctly, with the families, get support, get input before you ever even tried it, really shows what your mission is.
Well, thank you. That's very rewarding. And we it's one of the great things we do among many that we've talked about, to try to help, our community.
And you must, go ahead. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say one of the things that's in our mission and is about providing access to the arts for all people. And we're trying to do that in all aspects of the theater. We have a Theater for Everyone class. We have the autism-friendly performances. We're a barrier-free environment for anybody who has physical challenges. We are actively trying to allow everybody who wants to be a part of what we are doing to welcome them to the family. That's our goal.
And you find that the
and
response...
we do that even in our ticket pricing, I would add, too. The kind of produce things we do on our main stage, large-scale musicals, are an expensive, labor-intensive process to produce, but we are committed to keeping a very affordable base ticket price in our theater so that there are no barriers to coming to Paper Mill.
All right. Well, you're listening to At Central Jersey with Maggie Glynn on Magic 98.3. I'm talking with Mark Hobie. He's the producing artistic director, and Todd Schmidt, the managing director of the Paper Mill Playhouse in Millburn, the 2016 Regional Theater Tony Award winners. We're talking about their mission, their work about the Tony. And I would love to talk to you now about the amazing theater that you have. We've discussed everything, and we just touched on the shows you have, but you've done some amazing programs throughout your history.
Yeah, we've been very lucky. We've had pretty much, the theater's been in operation since 1938, so we're one of the longest running producing regional, not-for-profit regional theaters in the country. And if you just wander through the hallways or the lobby and look at the photos on the wall, we've had celebrities here from Gloria Swanson to Ann Miller to Betty Buckley to, as I said before, Anne Hathaway. Kristen Chenoweth got her Equity card here. So the beauty of being in the backyard of Broadway is that we get to share that talent pool. We get to share those directors, choreographers, actors, artists, because they're able to sleep in their own bed at night and work here at Paper Mill.
And that's appreciated, I'm sure, if you're an actor.
Well, as a former actor myself who traveled around the country on a lot of national tours, that's challenging. And so whenever you're able to work and be at home, it's just a beautiful thing. And that's what we try to do. We've tried to create an environment here, not only for the actors, but for our producing partners and also the creatives to feel like this is kind of a second home and a second family, because we want them to come back, bring other projects, work for us again, and we've been fairly successful at that.
And let's talk about bringing in things like Newsies, when that kicked off a whole different kind of history for you at the Paper Mill, and all the shows, as you discussed a little bit earlier in this program, going off to Broadway now.
Right. It used to be that Paper Mill was considered too close to New York for an out-of-town tryout. And, you know, with the advent of the internet and smartphones and all of that, it's impossible to escape the eye of, the world. So we became, and I actively was pursuing these partnerships after the crisis. We've become a viable option now for commercial producers and people with new work to use our facility to see a Broadway-scale musical. And Newsies was the first real one that got a lot of attention, because in our 78-year history, that was the first original musical to premiere at Paper Mill and move to Broadway. But there were partnerships before that. We worked with Cameron McIntosh on launching the American premiere of Les Miserables, which is still running in New York. We launched a national tour of Little House on the Prairie that starred Melissa Gilbert. So there were projects leading up to that. But Newsies was the biggie, and it was biggie because it was so successful here at Paper Mill, was so successful in New York, is still running on a national tour, and was a partnership with Disney Theatrical, which great people, Thomas Schumacher and Jack Eldon and that team over there, who are fantastic partners of ours. But in the world of family entertainment, which is a big part of what we do, there's not a better partner than Disney.
And yeah, absolutely.
We've done four projects with them. And, that was another stamp of approval that made the New York producers look at Paper Mill in a new light. And so Newsies led to Honeymoon in Vegas and Ever After, other Josh Cohen. It led to The Bandstand, which was choreographed and directed by Hamilton's choreographer Andy Blankenbuehler, and then directly to Bronx Tale, because Alan Menken, who's the composer of Bronx Tale, was also the composer of Hunchback of Notre Dame, we did with Disney last year, and Little Mermaid, which we worked on. So all of those things have led to this sort of new niche that Paper Mill has discovered. It's not all that we do, but a part of what we do is has become being a host for new projects that have an eye on New York.
And Todd,
and the fact
Todd,
that our
yeah,
audiences have right, embraced this new work is really rewarding and exciting, because for a long time, Paper Mill, as Mark mentioned, was known as a place you went to see kind of the revivals of musicals. But with Mark's vision and with the support of the board, bringing in all these new shows, the audience has embraced them as well. And that's because they've been great shows, but, also because of the expertise Paper Mill can bring to putting on those shows.
Well, and bringing, go ahead.
Our audience, they also are the New York audience. We are so close to New York. Most of our subscribers also go to New York. So when you're trying to figure out how a New York audience is going to react to whatever you're doing, that is the Paper Mill audience. So that's another sort of benefit to our doing a new show here.
Well, and having such successful shows, and New York is not the problem. You've really put it together now so that it works for both of you very, very well.
Yeah. And it's worked because our subscriber base has been growing. And, we can tell people, we get a chance to see it here, these great new works before they, end up in New York and see this great talent that is on our stage before it may transfer across the river. And it's been you know, it's been a great help in building our subscriber base as well.
Well, absolutely. You have the theater in New Jersey, you have the easier parking, and with you now, you even have the restaurant right there, so you make
That's
things
right.
very easy.
Yes, we do. It's a much more affordable evening.
Yes, absolutely.
So you make it very easy for folks. So let's talk about coming up for the next. I see that your next season is out. Let's talk about some of the things coming in and sure. your expectations and hopes for the future.
Well, we're so excited. Part of what we're doing is like Todd was saying, bringing in these new shows and partnerships that allow our audience sort of an inside view to shows that they wouldn't normally get to see. And one of the exciting projects for next year is The Bodyguard. We're launching the national tour. We're working with the Nederlander organization. It's going to star R&B star Deborah Cox. And it's the American premiere of this musical that no one in this part of the country will get to see unless you see it here first at Paper Mill.
Terrific.
That's actually our second show. We're opening with The Producers, which is, won the most Tony Awards of any show and musical in the history of Broadway.
And it's very timely, but go ahead.
So we're so excited about that. In the winter, we're doing a new play called A Comedy of Tenors, which is a Ken Ludwig farce, which is kind of the sequel to Lend Me a Tenor, a highly successful comedy. And we did Lend Me a Tenor several years ago, and we're bringing back the director from that, Don Stevenson, and bringing back many of the cast members from that production to do this sequel. So we're really excited about
And there's that,
that
community again, but go ahead.
Right, and actually a bunch of those people are New Jersey natives, which we love working with New Jersey artists as well.
Great.
Then in the spring we're doing Million Dollar Quartet, which is just an incredible evening of music, a true story about the night Carl Perkins, Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, and Jerry Lee Lewis were in a recording studio together, and all of their great music performed live on stage. So if anybody has an affinity to any of those rock and roll performers, they're going to love Million Dollar Quartet.
And who wouldn't? But go ahead.
Right. I mean, who wouldn't? And then our final show of the season is a family favorite, Mary Poppins. So we couldn't be happier for that. Just a great way to end the year for the entire family to come and spend an evening or an afternoon here at Paper Mill in our beautiful setting and see another wonderful Disney project here on our stage.
All right. And Todd, what do you see for the future? Where is the Paper Mill heading, do you think?
Well, I think with the, you know, we started out with this great award we've just received from the Tonys. You know, the future of Paper Mill is bright. We have been building our audiences and our donor base, and both of those things are critical to a nonprofit theater. We're approaching the end of our fiscal year, which ends June 30th, and we're in our subscription renewal campaign and selling new subscriptions. So if anybody is interested in donating or becoming a subscriber, they can go to papermill.org and take care of all that online, because without that key support, particularly the donations from our community, you know, the great work we're doing beyond our main stage and all the things we've talked about in access and education, we really couldn't do, because those are not, you know, profit-making ventures. We're doing those strictly because they're the vision of our organization and the mission.
And do you find, I'm going to leave you on this note, because we just touched on Millburn and how they help, but that help, when you look at how some of the arts are struggling, not only in New Jersey, but around the country, do you find that having that community with you really benefits both the theater and the communities that they're in?
I think it does. I think that, and there's two sides of it. One, as I said, is we want to be a vital organization in the community. We want to be providing things that the community wants. But we also want to give back to the community. And I think certainly the restaurants and the businesses in Millburn will tell you that you can tell when a show's popular at Paper Mill because they're, you know, filled with our patrons. And so there's a great symbiosis. We feel a part of the town, and I think they feel ownership of us because it's a beautifully, mutually respectful and beneficial relationship. I mean, I love the fact that Paper Mill is in Millburn, New Jersey. I'd love to tell people that. And I feel like the residents and business owners and community officials in Millburn love to say, oh, and we have Paper Mill in our community as well.
Well, Mark Hobie, the producing artistic director, and Todd Schmidt, the managing director of the Paper Mill Playhouse in Millburn, thank you so much for being part of At Central Jersey.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you. It's been a wonderful discussion.
Missed a show? Listen online or download episodes at magic983.com.